What a good win tonight. You guys, three sets none. Just felt like you were dominant all the way, except maybe there for a little bit at the end. But
got a little shaky, but
other than that, very dominant win for you guys in the opening round, wasn't it?
Yeah, I knew if we could just come out and play our ball and not make a ton of errors, that things should come out the way it did tonight. So like you said, the third got away. We kind of had, I think, maybe a 22-11 lead and 24-18, yeah. And kind of played more like, oh, well, they'll make the mistake eventually.
Yeah.
And we just got to be aggressive throughout the set. First set, I thought we came out really well. Even the second felt in control. Third felt in control, even at the end there. I still had a timeout to burn. So usually if I don't feel like we have some control over it, I'll burn a couple. But, it kind of what I wanted to come into the night and do. And so we came out of here 3-0 sweep, and that's always good to move on to the next round. So,
yeah, in control, that's kind of the name of the game, especially in volleyball. If you can be in control throughout the whole thing, you're going to walk away with a bunch of wins. You guys were able to do that tonight, and, you know, we were kind of talking a little bit off air, spread the volleyball around well tonight. I mean, that's on your setter, Carson, and all your other setters as well, but you kind of had a ton of girls with five or more kills tonight, which is what you really love to see.
Yeah, you know, we did. Just off the top of my head, I thought we probably hit pretty efficient. We have some errors. That's obviously it's going to happen.
But
you mix those up amongst that many girls swinging. I imagine we hit pretty well. At times, our outsides got the ball down. Other times, their libero kind of shaded one area and then would jump to the open area, and we couldn't quite get stuff down. But those swings help open up our middle. Obviously, Morgan and Abby had quite a few kills as well. So,
yeah, your middles did good, outsides did good, defense was really good. I thought your serving tonight was kind of maybe the key for you in some certain sets too. You only walked away, I had you for three service errors, but Jay Leah went on that nice run in the first set. She ends up with five aces tonight.
You
get a ton of aces, and when you can get obviously you'd love to get kills and stuff like that, but if you can just win the point on the serve, you guys will take it.
Yeah,
all the time,
I'll
right?
take aces any day.
Yes.
And I like to see the three service errors. That's really nice. But I really do like to see aces and a limited amount of service errors. If you can play some air-free ball like that against a team like that, Lexington's one. Again, their record is one where you don't want to give those teams momentum like we did kind of at the third. And so if you can keep them out of the momentum early by serving them tough and getting them aces, that's always nice.
Well, now you're on to the sub-district championship match, just one game away from a district final. Obviously, a lot to play for. But with that, you meet up with a good team in Grand Island Northwest, team you haven't really seen a lot or haven't seen at all this year, maybe a little bit in passing, but they're going to be a tough team.
Yeah, we saw them a little just passing in Scottsbluff. We were in the same bracket. We just never matched up with each other. They've got some height. They'll go quick at times, but they don't run a super quick game, which I prefer. I'd rather, play the slow game. So, we watched them versus Hastings. It's kind of a tough read there, but we can go out and compete with them, and we got to just go out to compete and maybe get them nervous and tense up a couple sets and see what happens.
Yeah, certainly, and very nice for your program as well. I mean, you're going to be taking on a team that's been to the state tournament a lot a lot recently. I mean, they had a long streak going into last year, and you guys kind of want to be that team, so to beat a team like that would be huge.
Was a big set. First 2 years here, we've lost a five-set match in sub-districts to Hastings.
And had a 2-0 lead last year.
We've kind of got that. Hey, we made it to the second day. Lost both of those, I think, in heartbreaking fashion, down to the wire. So it's just nice for this group to get to the second day. 16 wins on the season now, right?
Yep.
Yes, I think. So that's always, it's 6-win progress over last year. That's always a good deal.